Lovely day for the time of the year. Then the weather's all upside down these days. The experts can say what they like, but you know what I think? The bomb. Let up an explosion that big, you're bound to send the clouds scudding about in the wrong direction. Stands to reason. And here we are, bathed in sunshine, and I bet the Bedouins are huddled in their tents waiting for the rain to stop. With the camels outside, tacked up for the next 3 months. Don't worry about me, I often talk to myself.
I've seen you standing on this corner before.
Is the law against it?
Can't think of one offhand.
Well, if you do, let me know and I'll move.
Tell me, what do you get out of it?
Of standing here, is it?
Yes.
Well, you know the song. Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by.
How's it go after that?
Standing on the corner, and giving all the girls the eye.
That could lead to trouble.
You seem determined to arrest me.
One more arrest and I'll get my promotion.
Would it be easier if I were to strike you?
Don't put yourself out. Just keep on answering me back.
Now, look here. What is all this about?
Well, loitering with intent, I can understand. But loitering without intent, I don't get that at all.
Well, it's just a hobby of mine. It's like train spotting, only with people.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, you can even tell how people live. Oh, yes.
Well, what do you make of him, then?
Well-kept hands, sedentary occupation, expensively dressed, clean shirt, no buttons missing. Oh, successful businessman, happily married.
He's just done 5 years of passing forged checks. And he could have been in for bigamy.
Dear lad, John.
Yes. Lovely day for the time of the year. Of course, the weather's all upside down these days. The experts can say what they like, but you know what I think?
It's the bomb. Oh.
Passing the van, she's a spy.
No, what?
She's a spy. Come over here. And the man over there in the raincoat, passing their hairdressers, he's another one.
Yeah, there's a lot of them around this year.
You don't understand. He dropped an envelope in her bag.
What does that prove?
Well, he couldn't have imagined it was a letterbox.
He might.
No, no. It was on the ground. They pretended not to know each other. I knew he was waiting for somebody because he kept glancing at his watch.
Secret lovers meeting.
No, no, no. Now, look here, officer. I know you're not going to believe this, but I've just...
He's just spotted a couple of spies.
Spies?
A man and a woman.
Oh, yes. A lot of them about this year.
Here's the bomb.
Maybe surprising for you, but there are some secret agents over here. They do not all speak with foreign accents, and they do not all wear false beards.
What did this man look like?
Well, he had dark glasses and hat well pulled down.
You sure he didn't have a false beard?
I'm certain, and neither did the woman.
It's all this standing about that does it, you know. You go into a sort of trance and you can see anything.
Would you be good enough to direct me to the nearest police station?
Ah, that's more in my line. Second left, big building at the end.
Second left, big... That is the hospital.
We are expected to use our initiative.
I shall ask you once more.
Second right, you'll find the station facing it.
That is the railway station.
All right, but do me a favor. Don't tell them I sent you. Third right and it's halfway down.
I wouldn't bother to report in tonight. I should just parcel up your uniform and send it through the post.
Thank you. It's this fellow Hancock, sir.
Hancock?
Well, he claims to have seen two spies.
Oh, dear, dear.
Created such a scene, the police have sent him on to us.
Uh-huh.
I've drawn up a file on him, sir.
Splendid. When in doubt, start a file. Oh, well, I suppose a bit of humor.
If possible, sir.
I've yet to meet the man who can make me lose my temper, Mannering.
I'll ask him to come in, sir. Mr. Hancock?
Colonel Ferris. How do you do, Colonel? Sorry to bother you, but if one wants action, one must come to the fountainhead.
Do sit down.
Yeah.
Coffee, Mannering?
Coffee, eh? Well, I suppose you've got to do something to prove that you're different from the civil service.
Two cups, sir.
Always been very interested in the Secret Service. Exciting life, hmm?
In a way. Yes.
Still, I suppose in the end it's the same as any other old job. Stuck behind a desk. Filing cabinet 9 to 5, long weekends.
You say you saw two spies, a man and a woman, on Friday last.
Yes, I informed the police, but they couldn't contact you.
Our long weekend.
Yes. Yes, I'm surprised to find you here today. After all, it's only Wednesday. No, but please.
Thank you.
Given it up. Only takes a little willpower, you know.
I think I shall need quite a bit. You haven't given us much to go on. There's nothing at all on the woman.
No, well, I was mainly concentrating on the man.
Hat pulled down, wearing dark glasses. No cloak and dagger.
No. Unless he had them under his raincoat.
Of course. Now, what makes you so sure he was a spy?
Well, his whole manner, you know, it's a little hobby of mine, observing people. Everything he did was wrong. The nervous way he puffed at his cigarette, the furtive glance of the left and the right, and his watch, the nervous twitch on his cheek.
Well, I don't think we need worry about him. He sounds a very poor sort of spy. But no doubt you've got more to give us to go on.
Well, it was a really extraordinary thing, but he was not unlike your colleague.
Well, not unlike Mannering?
No, not unlike him at all. Would you mind?
Not at all.
You sure?
Quite
fine. Right.
Well, sir, carry on, Mannering.
Just pull it down lower, will you, please? A bit lower, that's right, right. And now, the back, a bit lower down. Yes. Yes, leave that. You wouldn't by any possible chance have any...
Sunglasses?
Yes. Oh,
thank you.
Fine, thanks so much indeed. Very good indeed, right. Just for the... That's it. There we are.
I don't smoke.
It's purely for the sake of recreating the scene, you see. No, he's not unlike him at all, really. Now... Would you be good enough to look furtive?
Furtive? If you would, Nana.
Now. Yes, you're getting that. Yes, now. Turn to your left. Right. Laugh at the watch. Right. Left. Right. Watch. Twitch.
Twitch.
Left. Right. Watch. Twitch. Left, right, watch, twitch. Left, right, watch, twitch. Twitch, left, right, watch. Good boy. That's right. Now, carry on. Hang on.
Where are you finding that?
I'm sorry. Only joking, but it really is a most remarkable resemblance. Honestly. Now, I wonder if you'd be good enough to puff nervously at your cigarette. All right, that's all right. Now, he's obviously in the clear.
Will you be requiring me any further, sir?
Mr. Hancock?
No, thank you. Thank you, Mannering. Good lad, you did well. So, there we are, then.
You can safely leave it in our hands.
Yes, but should I see this man again, for instance? I mean, what would I do? Follow him and then telephone you?
No, not to me personally, no. Ring this number, 202,
yes.
Extension 175... Wait till you get the code word, canteen.
Canteen.
Mm-hmm. Then give your name and make your report.
Right. Wouldn't it be better if I were to have a number? I mean, not that I'm trying to tell you how to run your show.
Well, I suppose we could allocate a number as a temporary measure. Are you superstitious?
Oh, good heavens, no.
Number 13's available now, poor fellow. Why, what's happened to him?
This is a dangerous game, Mr. Hancock.
Yes. So, number 13.
Mm-hmm.
Codename Canteen.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it.
You're a brave man. Now, have you memorized that?
Yes, I have indeed.
Thank you.
Well, it's easy to see why you're a colonel.
The brigadier always eats his. I don't want to hurry you.
No, of course, I realize you'd be pushing off for your long lunch.
That's right.
Back in time for tea. Incidentally, what did happen to 13?
I'm afraid I can't tell you. It's top secret. And it'd be no use asking his widow either.
I presume you managed to humor him, sir.
I'll arrange for him to phone if he gets any further information.
Is that a very good idea? I mean, he'll be ringing up every day.
But not us, Mannering, not us. He'll be ringing the canteen.
Oh, I see. What a splendid idea.
I know, but let's hope he never sees that poor fellow again.
Why?
Well, imagine the shock to your nervous system if you found him following you around.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
A large tube of white glow toothpaste, please.
Good afternoon, sir.
Packet of razor blades, please.
Anything else, sir? Anything else?
Let me think.
No, thank you.
Wait a minute.
I'll take a bottle of aspirin.
A bottle of aspirin.
Large, sir. Large?
Small.
Is that all, sir?
Yes.
Is that all?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
You have got a bad memory.
There is something else I want. A packet of saccharin.
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh, haven't you anything smaller, sir?
I'm afraid not.
Well, I have to get change from the other till.
Well, never mind. I'll pick it all up tomorrow. Which way did he go?
I'm sorry, I didn't notice. What on earth is the matter with him?
Whatever it is, it's serious.
Now what's he ask? Follow my leader.
I knew there was something else, sir. I've got a prescription. Sorry, I've changed my mind.
No, it doesn't matter.
Never mind.
Now they've quarreled.
I didn't by any chance leave my glasses.
War Office?
Extension 175, please.
Hello?
Temporary Agent 13 reporting.
Who?
Agent 13 reporting.
Reporting what?
Don't you have something to say first?
What?
Don't you have something to say?
Hold on. I don't know what he's on about.
Can't he?
Ah, that's better. Agent 13 reporting.
You what?
Secret Agent 13 reporting.
Some joker. Here, get this. Stand for control here. Go ahead, 13.
Spotted suspected spy again. Followed him home. Made discreet inquiries.
Name, Eric Matthews. Address, flat 24, Palmerston Court.
Good work, Archie Eden. With a real scream, this one.
What are your instructions?
What are our instructions? I could tell him. Hold on, 13. I'll have a word with the duty officer.
Do you think it is a joker?
Or a nutcase? Hello, 13. Where's the suspect now?
In his flat.
Arrest him immediately.
Arrest him?
Immediately.
Yes, but he may well be armed.
You have your instructions, 13. And the best of British luck.
Hang on, hang on. Hello. Hello. Don't go away. Hello. Hello. Arrest him.
Who on earth do you think he was?
Don't know, but he's not the only one who's been to the pictures.
Secret Service. You've had it, Matthews. Better come quietly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Stand back. I've got a gun. Planning a getaway, eh? Now, look, we don't want any trouble.
You're making a mistake.
We don't make mistakes, Matthews. Stand over there where I can keep my eye on you. Stand there. And remember, we don't want any trouble.
I tell you, there must be some mistake.
Hey, where you are. Hang on, wait a minute. Hey, where you are. Tell that to my chief.
Canteen?
13 reporting.
Hello, it's Bob Hope again.
Arrested spy as instructed. What are your orders?
Look, I'd like to chat, but I've got work to do.
But what orders do you have?
Play some chips twice. Stay in kids and food twice. Once for getting on toast.
I do not understand your message.
Look, I'll make it loud and clear. This is the canteen. I work here, and I've got customers waiting to be served. Good night, 13.
Speaking in code.
Who are you?
13. Well, Matthews, answer it. Come on, answer it. Go on. Other ear so that I can tune in, please. Hello.
I gather you're planning a trip abroad.
Yes.
Then I fear you'll have to change your plans. I want to meet you personally.
Meet me?
I believe there is a call box around the corner from your flat.
Yes.
There in 10 minutes. Approach me and say, I am a stranger around here looking for a bus stop. Clear?
Yes.
In 10 minutes, bring the microfilm.
But no.
Now, I was right. Oh, you are a spy.
Yes. Well, I gambled, got into debt, they found out.
Yes, yes, I'm sorry, I haven't got time to talk about all that now. Have you got the rope in the flat?
No.
No rope?
Oh.
Never mind. Pajama cord. That'll do. Stand back there. Buttons. This is a more difficult job than I thought. Get in the wardrobe. Wardrobe, come on, quick. In there. Inside. Inside, Matthew. Come on. All right. Hang on for a minute. I'm got the key, yeah? Right, there we are. Right, done. Good.
Get me out of here.
Hello. I'm a stranger around here looking for a bus stop.
Help!
Let me out! Help! I can't get out of the door. I can't get out of the door. Sorry, hang on. Oh, right, thanks very much. Right.
Thank you. stranger round here looking for a bus stop.
Oh, go right down to the end and it's about 50 yards along on your left.
Thank you very much. I'm a stranger round here looking for a bus stop.
Well, I'm a stranger round here myself.
Waiting for anybody?
Sorry?
Are you waiting for somebody?
Yes.
Right, that's it. The game's up now. We don't want any trouble.
I beg
you.
Sorry, Pete, you're standing about, John. I couldn't get through to her first time.
Waiting for him?
Yes.
Terribly sorry. I was thinking of somebody else.
This gentleman's looking for a bus stop. Sorry, I can't help you. Well, excuse me, this gentleman's looking for a bus stop.
I told you a moment ago.
Shocking memory. Sorry. Let's make a phone call first.
No, second. I'm a stranger around here, looking for a bus stop.
Microfilm.
That's it. Right. You've had it. Right. Now, come on. We don't have any trouble. Come on. Steady. Right. Put your hands straight up. Right up. Come on.
Wait a minute. Come on.
Right up.
What on earth's going on?
Dial 999 after police to come to Fleck 24 Palmerston Court. Tell them I've got a couple of secret agents there. No. On second thought, tell them I've murdered my wife. It'll probably be quicker.
Come on.
I suppose you're going to tell me you did it all yourself.
Wouldn't dream of telling you anything of the sort.
Still standing on the corner, eh?
Watching all the spies go by.
Watching all the spies.
Yes, there's a lot of them about this year. It's the bomb, you know. Always recognize them, of course, eccentrically dressed. Beard. Hats pulled down. Usually with a peak.
Can I have a word with you, sir?
Yeah.